All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
Just live life.
You're not going to do that. You're going to force purpose into it. You're going to force an ugly thing like a point or a purpose.
I've learned that there's definitely a line of demarcation when it comes to the length of a short. The length of some of your shorts.
Oh.
Like of male shorts. There's a line. Once you cross it.
Yeah.
And it's not helping.
Mid thigh is too high.
It's too high.
How many inches of thigh? I told you, whatever size the iPhone Pro 11 is.
Give numbers.
It's probably 9 inches plus.
That's 9 inches of thigh too much, nigga. So if you're showing 9 inches of thigh, I'm going to be honest with you. That's like 7 inches of thigh, way too much. Like 2 inches of thigh for a nigga is about your thigh max.
So my question is, why is that? Well, what's wrong with a man? Like, we all have thighs. Like, we all have that shit. It's not like some of us have it, some of us don't.
Could I walk around naked? Would you mind? If I show up next week naked, no draws, nothing, mm-hmm. would that be okay?
It's your house, so I wouldn't have a problem.
No, I'm saying, what if we recorded at your house?
So you're just going to sit it. You're going to sit here with Beyonce butt naked and do a show?
Yeah, I'm going to do the show.
Okay.
All right. Like, I'm not going to see you.
Are we going to discuss my dick? You're going to be able to sit here with me and not talk about my dick.
But that's naked.
Yeah.
Okay. The only reason why is because you like literally naked. That's why we're here to talk about it.
Can we start a new what we learned?
Yeah. Like, if your dick is
holy shit,
like, if your dick is out there, I'm not gonna see you talk
you're
about it.
But you're not gonna leave either. You're not going anywhere. I get it.
What the fuck did we talk about?
Hey, y'all got this nigga laughing so hard. This nigga hiccups in the middle.
What the fuck did we talk about with my dick out? The deadly back.
I don't know, bro.
Something about the fucking elephant in the room. Like, nigga, your dick is out.
This nigga's just gonna really have like a dead ass conversation. This topic. What's the next topic? Be honest.
I'm not gonna question because in my mind, I'm not gonna question this man in his own home.
Nigga, we have to
talk about everybody's fashion, but we're not gonna talk about this nigga fashion, huh?
We have to discuss the fact there's a dick out in the room. You cannot just sit at the table with a
like,
dick out.
Obviously, we'll be like, yo, what's going on?
We talk about U-neck shirts and shit, and your fucking off-white and mother of pearl
there's
colored
no
undershirts. But we just gonna just not mention this nigga ain't got nothing on, huh?
You're very comfortable,
Fritz Reggie's comedy. No, yeah, fuck yeah. We just do the show, man. Do this shit. It's your house.
Can I sit beside you?
He said it's your house.
I thought you just gonna sit on me.
Could we share a mic? Let's say one of the mics went down. We were only three mics.
Yeah.
What if we were down one chair?
This shit needs to be on fucking video because the way he processed it, man.
You can see
it in his head. He's like, am I gay? Am I not gay? You know, so, fuck it. Yeah, no, why not, man?
No, he drew the line, though. He drew the line if we were down a chair, and he had to sit on my lap.
He's like, I'm bad. Yeah.
Like, as long as I don't have to, like, really touch you.
I'm not gay.
Like, as long as I don't have to really touch you, like, it is what it is. Like, for me,
so that's could we all be naked except for you?
I'm going to be like, what the fuck are y'all naked for?
Oh, so if it's all three of us, there's a problem. It's because too many.
It's overwhelming, huh?
It's just be like, what's going on? You know, but I would still do the show.
I mean,
that's my thing.
You would do the show. All three of us naked.
Yeah, like, yeah. I would definitely going to have that topic about y'all being naked. No, and after that,
I promise you this.
I'll do the
there's
show.
No show. There's no show.
First of all, nigga, I wouldn't even be sending this bitch to this niggas with that. And I'm like, I'm going to
my shit is, this dude is, I love this
that
dude.
Nigga,
bro.
Like, this thing, I like, he, like, all of us would really be sitting in the
no,
room.
No, but
man.
It doesn't matter. He would still, in he's not, whether the world exists or not, if it happened, he's good to go.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's like, the way it's like, yeah, that's what the fuck
like,
I'm talking
like,
about.
This is my brain. Like, if I see y'all, all three of y'all next week, like, obviously I'm like, what the fuck y'all naked? Like, hey, free world, I'm out here.
So if I raise my mic up, right, and I just left, right, and just like let it slap each thigh over and over the whole show, you're just going to sit there and talk, have a conversation with me?
Yeah, you could ignore it, huh? I would definitely try to ignore it,
but eventually I'm going to have to be like, come on, bro, what are you doing? Like, yeah.
What are you doing? That's the response you're going to give me. That's so weird.
Nothing's wrong.
What he just described is how I felt the whole show. Right. I've been sitting here fucking, I did it, but I've been sitting here thinking, what? Come on, bro, what are you doing?
If this nigga's a hard on or anything.
come on, bro, what are you doing with this?
No hard on for me.
Come on, bro, what are you
doing? I mean, you might have looked at your phone or something, see a Rogers pop up. Who knows? Your shorts are so short, and I can only imagine how short they are when you're sitting down.
Dude, I'm telling you, because I can see the contrast between where his fucking short stop in that dark
bikini line.
It's like, remember when we went to Miami?
Right.
And the nigga was like, hey, don't go past, see where that water,
where the water turns dark.
See that water could get real dark?
Yeah.
It's dangerous out there.
He light skinned up there.
It's dangerous out there, right? Ever since then, I understand when that darkness is, stop looking. Don't go there.
French, that nigga say you got a line, like algae line, that's fucked up. It's all good. Hey, what else we learned this week about French Reggie?
I don't know about French Reggie. I learned
that he do look like Lamar off fucking Revenge of the Nerds.
A little bit, yeah. Omega move. No, I learned that
French were working a gay swing.
Out in first, no. What I really learned was that fucking I didn't know. Nathan Nice is a journalist.
I didn't either.
Right.
I did.
Because he was like, he going for the story.
No, he said
he would show up on different scenes.
No, he said, I'm a journalist.
That story.
Yeah. He said those words.
He said it several times. Yeah. And he talked about definitely, he got the game where he
I ain't gonna lie, I was going to pretend to be a journalist this weekend. Like, so I said, hey, I need one of your cameras, right?
Right.
And she's like, I ain't got one for you to use. I'm like, fuck, I can't be a journalist with a camera phone.
You're going to go downtown?
Yeah. And you know, I'm going to take pictures. And I had this lanyard that I was going to wear that from my old job, it had my name in it and shit. It looked a little official.
Official.
Right. So I was going to.
You're going to get killed.
I was going to. I'm actually a journalist, though, man. You can
go get one of the booms from Five Below and put it on your phone. And then
I have a podcast, man. I'm a journalist.
You're like a rubber bullet target to me.
You're
like a tear gas catcher.
Hey. Jimmy, what you can do is you can have your phone and you can have a mic. You can have the mic come out from it and just use like that.
I'm not booming
mic. Five Below got mics, nigga. That'll work.
You all right, Fridge Reggie?
Hiccup.
Yeah. I'm not boom micing my damn phone, man. Ever I needed something like official. Swing
Riches, he's talking hiccups.
We learned that there's a lot of difference between wanting change and actually being able to implement change.
Yes.
So maybe black people want change more than they're able to implement it.
I totally agree. We can't, there's not going to be implementation of change but with black people alone. We need to understand that.
Well, no, I don't agree with that. I think, like I said, I think that we have the people. We have the leaders. We have the people who are experts. We have the scientists. We have the engineers. We have the doctors.
But you're not, there's no way you can go and say, okay, all white people, you got to go.
Why not?
Because it's just
can't
not,
say that?
It's not going to work.
Oh, okay.
Because again, now that's doing the same thing. That's racist.
Oh, no.
See, again, we got to stop this, right? This is why the Bloods and the Crips still fucking fighting each other. Nobody wants to be the last one the first one to say, I'm done. You know what I mean? Because then again, what? You're not hard. You showing them you ain't no punk. Or they think you a punk now. How does this work? Because again, somebody's going to have to fucking be somebody to say the first one to say, I'm not doing this.
If there had to be, if they had to, one had to eat the other, which one would be better to be left? The Crips or the Bloods?
I would say the Bloods.
See? And the fact that you had an answer is the problem. The fact that you had an answer is the problem.
I'm telling you, my experience with Crips is that they're just not trustworthy people.
What kind of shit is that? That's like saying Nigerians are thieves.
Aren't they? Hey, you ever got a fucking, what other country you get those
emails
from?
I've never gotten a pleasant email from a Nigerian.
Right. What
other they weren't trying to scam me.
No other countries are calling, you know, emailing you about that shit.
Yeah.
Have you ever worked for a Nigerian? I have.
No.
I told you, I almost caught that motherfucker with the yellow eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of you.
Motherfucker got jaundice.
Yeah.
Like French.
It's just a vitamin D deficiency, like or overload. I think that's what it is. Like, because they got too much sun. That's how they got that color. And then they just got too much vitamin D. And so that's what happens when
you go with that color again.
That's how people get dark French Reggie to the sun.
You did light French Reggie. No,
be honest. Why you made that face?
White people are in the sun. They don't get dark.
Yeah. Tell that to the Greeks. Yes, they do.
What's French Reggie's nickname?
Italians get dark.
He's a what?
They're white. They start off white. They get
so
in the sun,
white
they
people
turn brown.
Who were born in South Africa, why are they not darker than Greeks, Dan?
Because where are their originate? Where's their origin?
South Africa.
Nah, nigga. That's where you just born. That's
all
just
humans are from Africa.
Okay.
They're not?
I don't know, man. I don't know, bro. Don't make me lie. But I do know that the sun makes you fucking darker. That's not debatable.
It's definitely debatable.
It's not.
So you saying French Reds were light skinned before he came over to the U.S.?
No, nigga, there's more sun over there.
Yeah,
in Georgia,
it's
overcast a lot.
You do realize it's closer to the equator.
So he got burnt on his way over. Something. I don't know. But that's fucked up.
What? French. He got burnt?
Yeah, like he tanked.
See,
don't
do this, man. See, you're not. No, that's not my boat. Get out.
He waited to the way. He waited to the what we learned to not have a joke at the end of his joke.
Get off my boat, man. I'm not saying about that.
The three good ones he had, he said it before we pressed record.
Yeah.
I told him that. I was.
What
was the
third
good one? With the flashlight, what was it? Loomis or something?
Yeah,
Loomis. Yeah.
That was one. What were the other two?
That was it. It was only one.
It was played off the shorts. Something
like he had three
good
jokes.
We were talking about that t-shirt.
For that.
In one night?
Yeah, I think
you said his white t-shirt was pastel white.
I don't know.
What?
I did learn that fucking Smooth is sick. Because when it comes to, you know, he's talking
killing
about killing. Yeah, like that. Yeah, he
enjoys the weird shit.
No, he's got some weird shit in him. Like some weird shit involved in some sexual killing type weird shit. Like, if you don't, if you were to choke a bitch to death one time during sex on
I wouldn't
accident,
be shocked.
It would not surprise me at all.
Be looking for that phone
if
call.
If you were to fucking David Carradine yourself,
what's
on
that?
Accident?
Was David Carradine
where you choke yourself and
oh,
the
won't
belt?
I won't choke me. I can't do me.
You said you liked being choked already.
I do, but I couldn't choke my damn self.
No, you don't choke. He didn't choke himself. He put a belt around his neck and just leaned away from
it. Nigga, same thing. He's choking yourself. Who holding the belt?
God.
The wall.
Yeah. Nah.
Purpose.
Fuck that shit.
We'll catch y'all next week.